day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Conference on Energy and Water Collisions in Alabama and Georgia. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode, but later today we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If you should require assistance during today's conference, you may press star, then zero on your touchtone telephone to speak with an operator. And, as a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. Now, I would like to introduce our host for today's conference, Ula Reeves.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Ula Reeves. I'm the Regional Program Director for Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. And first, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. I appreciate the turnout. And to get started, I'll just give a brief overview of why we are here. This morning, the River Network is releasing a report that gives a snapshot of how water is used for electrical production across the country. The Southeast is not alone. Freshwater supplies are heavily impacted by thermoelectric water. Above normal temperatures and continuing drought conditions this summer could make local rivers here in the Southeast too warm or too low to adequately cool power plants. If that happens, power plants may have to curtail electricity production, causing brownouts or blackouts. Decisions about who gets what water could affect electricity generation, drinking water availability, irrigation water availability, as well as the health of local rivers. The River Network report echoes the findings of a Union of Concerned Scientists report published last fall that found that the massive amount of water used by coal-fired and nuclear power plants is compromising watersheds around the country. Southern Alliance for Clean Energy helped to release this report in the Southeast, a part of our country where power plants are highly dependent on freshwater availability, and a region that historically did not need to worry so much about water issues. Conventional power plants are now stressing rivers and lakes by removing too much water or discharging extremely hot water, leading, especially in times of heat and drought, to water crunches. That's why it's becoming even more important that our utility companies like Georgia Power, the Tennessee Valley Authority, and Alabama Power shift to low water power technologies like wind turbines and solar photovoltaics that use essentially no water. The conflicts between energy and water needs are ones that we've seen before. Many of you will remember the drought of 2007 and will only worsen as the frequency of drought increases and water temperatures rise, driven in part by climate change. We're hearing more and more these days about